You're the only good girl that I adore. When the moon shines over the couch, then I'll be waiting at the kitchen door.
It just gets worse. Okay, everybody. There's a weird, I don't know what that is, but it needs to not be here. Okay. It's this giant wooden disc. It's for throwing at people who that hassle me. But this all right. So, the National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations for blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. If you've heard this before, say I. Okay. Where have you heard it? What is this? Gold stars in the back left corner. This is the 1 minute message. It's at the bottom of every email. It is also at the top of our NFB of New York webpage. Okay? This is the banner headline, what we believe about ourselves and our abilities. The website goes on to say, the NFB is the only organization that believes in the full capacity of blind people and has the power, influence, diversity, and determination to help transform our dreams into reality. Think about that for a second. What a huge claim to make about our capacity, and what a privilege to be part of such a dynamic organization with so much potential. But take the words off the page. Examine the big ideas presented here. Okay, just sort of think about it for a minute. What do these words really mean? And how do we actually help blind people achieve their dreams? What does this overarching message mean for each one of us? For many of our members, their first point of contact with the NFB is a local chapter meeting. Some folks may never attend a national convention, and many may only come to a state convention every few years or so. This means that almost everything they know about the NFB, what we stand for and who we are and what we're capable of, comes from their exposure to the things that occur within the chapters. What happens at the local level has a profound impact on many federationists' view of who they are as blind people and who we are as an organization. To illustrate this point, I'm going to paint a few word pictures for you this afternoon. After each one, I'm going to ask you to put yourself in the position of a newly blinded person attending their first chapter meeting. Think about what this person might learn from each experience, what they might learn about themselves and about the NFB. Okay, now be prepared. You ready for this? Some of what we're about to discuss may make you a little uncomfortable. I know it makes me feel a little uncomfortable, but sometimes that's okay. Being asked to step outside of our comfort zone is often how we grow. You may disagree with some of the points that I'm about to make, and that's perfectly okay. But what I think is tremendously important is that we have these conversations among ourselves so that our affiliate and its chapters can continue to grow and evolve. So, word pictures. Ready for this? Close your eyes, take a deep breath. Or don't. Okay. Imagine an NFB chapter meeting, okay? Members come in, find a seat, find something to eat. They talk about their latest fundraiser. They share some good news from the lives of a few of the members, and they talk about an upcoming picnic. They listen to a speaker talk about some changes to the local transit system, and they ask questions. They hold a raffle, and they head home. Okay? Now remember, this is your first chapter meeting. What have you learned? Well, you've learned that the NFB is a friendly and caring group of people. The members care about each other, right? You've learned that they care about local issues, such as transportation. And you've learned that people in the NFB fundraise. All of these are important aspects of who we are and what we do. However, after a meeting such as the one I just described, would you know that the NFB is an organization with national goals, programs, and scope? Okay. Would a first-time visitor begin to understand that in becoming a member of the NFB, he or she is joining a group of people with a legacy of promoting independence, equality, and opportunity for blind people nationwide? Okay, now picture this. Ready? Deep breath again. Clear your mind. Okay. Imagine another NFB chapter meeting. The members come in, find a seat, find something to eat. They participate in the NFB pledge. They talk about their latest fundraiser. Okay, some positive news from the lives of a few of the members, and an upcoming picnic. Okay, they listen to a speaker talk about some upcoming changes to the local transit system and ask questions. They listen to the presidential release and discuss current events and issues relevant to blind people nationwide. Then they hold a raffle and they go home. What have you learned as a first-time attendee at this meeting? Okay. Still, all right, that the NFB is a caring and welcoming group of people, and still that the members are conscious of local issues. You've also still learned that we fundraise. But now there's an extra element. A new person attending this meeting would be able to get a sense of what the NFB is in a broader frame. He or she would have the opportunity to begin thinking of him or herself as a part of a greater whole, as part of a dynamic, organized movement that works for the betterment of blind people across America. Okay? But we're not done. Now, we're gonna get ready to party. We do need to imagine again. Okay, so close your eyes if you would like to do so. Clear your mind, all right? Let's visit an NFB chapter social event. Now this time, you get to choose your visualization, okay? Summer picnic, Christmas party, it's entirely up to you. It depends on whether or not you'd rather be too hot or too cold, your choice, okay? There we go. So our first-time attendee, our new guy, walks in and is immediately conducted to a seat by a sighted volunteer. He or she begins to chat with other folks at the table and discovers that they're friendly and funny and generally pleasant to be around. All right? Then another sighted volunteer comes by to bring a plate of food. And then another one swoops by, right, periodically, to make sure that everybody at the table has what they need, all right? And when everybody's done eating, this nice person clears away all the debris. When our new guy needs to answer the call of nature, there is another sighted volunteer who's tremendously happy, ready and waiting, to conduct him or her to the restroom, okay? Now, is our new member feeling welcomed and engaged? Absolutely, they are welcomed and engaged, right? Okay, does he or she feel safe and comfortable? Probably, yeah, okay. But what lessons do you suppose that this newly blind person has absorbed about expectation for blind people from this experience? Okay, Well, they did take him to the bathroom, but you know. All right. Now, let's. All right. Focus. Okay. Now, let's visit another chapter event. If you're cold or too warm from your previous event, you can switch seasons. It's up to you. Our new chapter attendee, okay, walks into the party, asks for some help finding a seat, and is conducted to one by a blind volunteer. All right. Our new member sits down, begins to chat with the folks at their table, and discovers that, for the most part, they're friendly and funny and generally pleasant to be around. Okay, blind chapter members are cooking the food and serving it. They're circulating around the room to make sure that everybody has what they need. One of these blind chapter members helps our new guy find where the drinks are being served. Okay, walks with them over to the serving table and explains that the soda bottle with one rubber band around the neck is the diet, and the one with two rubber bands around the neck is the Sprite. Another blind member gives directions to the restroom, and when our new person seems a little unsure, offers to walk with him or her, and depending on how urgent things are, right, might take the opportunity to model some non-visual techniques for navigating. Now, is our new member still feeling welcomed and engaged? Yes. Okay, absolutely. Is he or she still feeling safe and comfortable? Probably, right? But has, well, we don't know if he has a cane or not, and Julie's point about depending on how much Sprite he's drinking is a good one. Okay. But, all right. Has our new member, however, in all seriousness, gotten a sense of the way that members of the NFB help each other raise expectations for ourselves and overcome our challenges? Okay? Our chapters have a tremendous amount of power. For many people, they are the first point of exposure to the NFB. How our meetings are run and the content of our agendas is a banner headline as impactful as the one-minute message. As members of local chapters, each and every one of us is an ambassador for this organization, and it's our privilege as well as our responsibility to bear this in mind as we prepare for and manage local events. This means integrating compassion with high expectations and balancing local concerns with national objectives. And it means from time to time having these tough pushback conversations with one another so that together we can grow and evolve and help as many blind people as possible live the lives they want.